Good morning, the exotic vet. Chris is speaking.
Oh, hi. It's Wendy Luttrell here. I'm just ringing about our guinea pig Nibbles. I sent an email over the weekend. We brought her in and Brock saw her on the weekend about her eye. And he did say if she gets worse to give you guys a call with the possibility that she would have to have the eye removed. Yeah, now we currently have an appointment on Friday to bring her in, but it's gotten quite a bit worse over the weekend. And my other concern too is we're going away on the 16th, so I'm just thinking if we do need to go ahead and have it removed, hoping we can get all that sorted so she can heal up and everything before we go.
Yep, no worries, okay. Did he send you home with medication for her
eye? Yeah, so she's got eye drops as well as some oral medication, anti-inflammatory stuff.
Yep, all that sort of stuff. Yep, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, no worries. Because his next available appointment at this time wouldn't be until Wednesday. And if we did need to go ahead with the surgery, we could do it on that day. I just don't know whether or not he wanted to sort of see us sooner if it did get really bad.
I did send some photos through, so I'm not sure if that's helpful for him to decide.
Yeah, he's not in today, unfortunately. He's not back till tomorrow. I can get the other vet to have a look. Where are we? Let me just have a look. And so that's worse than it was on the Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately.
She's still eating, drinking normally?
She is. She's still eating, and we obviously have to get her out quite often to do the drops, and she's always sitting there eating something. So she seems okay, I feel like it gets a little bit worse each day.
Yeah, no, that's true, definitely. Yeah, okay. Alrighty. Bear with me one second. I'll just see if Emily knows much about it because she was here on Friday, I think. So I'll just check with her and see if Brock said anything to her.
No worries. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for holding. Sorry, I was just chatting to Ellie about it. We're just thinking, because it's so bad, Dr. Brock is in tomorrow, but he already is fully booked and has a procedure. So we were just going to try to, like, maybe rearrange some stuff to try to get you in sooner. Otherwise,
okay.
I wouldn't be able to do it until Wednesday.
Okay.
So if you like, we can have a look at that at the scheduler and give you a call back to try to squeeze you in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I can book you in for Wednesday.
That's okay. I mean, I guess whichever you guys think is best. I mean, the sooner probably the better in terms of her recovering before we go away.
No, definitely. Yeah.
So what time? Oh, I suppose it depends what you can do for tomorrow, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think, like, it sounds like pretty much he would go straight to surgery at this point. The way that the eye is, and I think he was quite worried about it sort of affecting the other eye and everything.
Okay.
So I guess, like, you at this point, you're sort of wanting to just go ahead to surgery?
Well, I'm obviously would prefer it could heal itself because it's
a
lot cheaper. But if that doesn't, it doesn't look like that's happening. And so I guess, if that's the way we have to go, then that's the way we have to go.
Yeah, yeah. No worries.
My daughter will be heartbroken otherwise.
Oh, I know, yeah. Okay, because I think we were trying to maybe reschedule somebody at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. If you're available then.
I can bring her in at 9. And then would I leave her?
Yeah, leave her here for the day. Probably would stay overnight and pick up on Wednesday.
Okay.
But, yeah, obviously we'll try to call a couple of people that are booked in tomorrow morning and see if we can just rearrange a few things to squeeze you guys in.
And can I just check, Brock did send me through on Friday, like, an estimated quote, And so does that include, like if she does have to stay overnight, is there an extra fee? And does it, if there's, like, a follow-up appointment, is that sort of all included? I hate to ask. It's just a bit of a stretch.
No, I know. So he's only quoted the half-day hospitalisation, so if we were to keep her in overnight, it would be a full day, which would be, just another $100. Yeah, just another $100 to keep her in overnight based on...
And does she need to stay overnight? Like, if he's only quoted for the half-day?
I don't know why he's only quoted a half day. We generally keep them overnight to make sure that they're eating, drinking, and that they're, pooing properly and if they need more medication and things like that. So I'd have to have a chat to him because generally we do, so I'm not too sure why he's done that.
Okay.
And then the only other thing is, the post-op check is usually a week later, and that's free. There's no charge for that post-op check.
Okay, yep.
But, so it wouldn't, I think, surgery, so he's quoted around the 900, but I think, depending if we sort of need to stay overnight or if the surgery goes a bit longer or if we need some extra medication, it could be up to the 1,000.
Okay. All right.
An extra 100 maybe, but,
Okay, no worries. All right, well, if you could let me know.
I will,
About tomorrow.
We'll try calling some people and see if we can get you in tomorrow.
Thank you, that would be amazing.
That's all good, no worries. I'll talk to you soon then.
Okay, thanks for your help. Bye.
Okay, no worries, bye.